All right, time to look through the window of baseball now. With Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle, we do it for Truett and White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. Bruce, good morning.
Hey, Marty, how's it going?
Well, you sound good.
Hey, I'm pretty fresh. You know, a couple of friends of mine get up at like a quarter of four every morning to go to work, so this isn't so bad at all.
No. Once I got out of bed, I felt, all right, I can handle this. This couldn't work.
It's great. Once you get up, you got the whole day ahead of you.
That's right. Really. Bumgarner and Strasburg, I love the matchup. It should have been the opening game of the playoffs last year, but this is a good one today.
Yeah, it feels like the playoffs of those two guys. I mean, you know, Bumgarner is so accomplished. You know, he's lived the dream. You know, he's done things already in his career that so many pitchers would love to do, right down to Game 7 of the World Series. You know, Strasburg is still looking for that definitive moment. You know, they shut him down a couple of years ago, very controversial. I've always thought it was a bad move, maybe cost him dearly, a chance to win it all. People will be talking about that for years, and especially if they never really do, you know, win the World Series. But there was some concern about Strasburg earlier in the season, but he seems to be very sharp of late, so it could be a real heck of a matchup.
You know, last night, I want to get your thoughts on Peavy, first of all, vis-a-vis Kane. Watching both of them, what do you think?
Well, we talked about Kane yesterday, and I think we agreed that without the really super live fastball with a lot of movement, it's going to be tough for Kane at times. You know, the breaking pitches were very good. As Bochy said, he was throwing without any apparent effort, and those are the best signs. And, you know, he's such a competitive guy that I think was largely positive, but there's going to be some moments where he gives up the dingers on the fastball. So we'll see how that goes. And, you know, of course, talk about competitive. You know, Peavy's, he's right at the front of the line there. But I thought he was fantastic. I mean, I thought his stuff was more impressive than Kane. The fastball had more movement. There was a lot more sink to his cutter. He threw some tremendous breaking balls and went right off the table and got him some big outs. And it was just really gratifying. I mean, the guy's been through it. The fan base is very skeptical. They forget a lot of the great games he's pitched, and then he comes up with that. And, you know, just the typical the way this road trip's going, one long ball beats him. But I think that was very encouraging what he did.
Yeah, you know, Kane's coming back from an arm injury. Peavy's coming back from back, ankle, and everything else.
Yeah.
But his arm's okay.
Yeah.
And you could see the difference. Kane's arm is not okay. He's still got to get in that slot and get through spring training. This guy, his arm's okay. He just had to get back on the mound, and I thought that was the difference for me.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason to think he can't just, you know, get into that rotation, establish a rhythm, and come up with a lot more games like that. I mean, he's, like you say, as long as his arm is sound, I mean, there's no reason why he can't go out there and produce. Even, you know, last year with some of the great games he pitched, he's obviously still got it, and he wants it so bad. I mean, he wants to, you know, be part of Giants lore more than he has been so far. And I mean, he's going to be huge down the stretch if he's really going to be pitching like that every fifth day. Well, what a blessing.
Yeah, I hope so. We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
he pitches next week against the Mets, and you have to keep doing it is the story. All right, so they get to the seventh inning, and, you know, they got the one-run lead, and Posey was just on fire. I mean, that swing, Bruce, it's a home run swing. It's the Babe Ruth swing.
Yeah.
I mean, every time he swings, he's got that uppercut, and the ball just explodes off his bat. So he gets the run. They're up 1-0, and Peavy comes out for the bottom of the seventh, and I'm saying to myself, all right, it's kind of enough. I tweeted. I said, don't let the game get away. 6-plus is usually enough for a guy like that. But then I said to myself, it's Jake Peavy. He's a Cy Young Award winner. Why am I even thinking get him out in the seventh inning? But that is what baseball has turned into. And I think if they had a veteran lefty, they probably would have brought him in the seventh, but they was afraid to bring Osich in.
Well, understandably. I mean, the kid had never pitched before. And I'm all for a guy. If the guy's got it going, I'm all for sending him back out there if he wants to go back out there, you know, until he gets in some real trouble. You know, when Osich did come in, you know, he was, I don't know, he was nervous, a little bit rattled. He threw some great pitches, got out of some trouble, but he did walk a couple guys. Pretty good snap on his breaking ball, an unusual-looking slider that he throws, but you know, there's no second guessing for me on as far as leaving Peavy in there.
Yeah, yeah, but you know the way the game has evolved.
Oh yeah.
You know, you'd say, hey, no problem. You know, seventh inning. You know, you got a 1-0 lead. You're not getting me out of there.
Yeah.
But exactly. The way it's evolved, as soon as I saw it, I said, uh-oh, maybe you got to get him out. I remember Gil Heredia with the A's. I told Art Howe this. It was 2000. I said, I don't care what the score is after six innings. You could be up 14-1. Get this guy out after six innings. He just couldn't go fast there. And
yeah.
That's the way the game, you know, that's how the game has evolved. Hey, I never get tired of listening to Dave Righetti talk about his no-hitter.
Oh, gosh, he's great. He's kind of a reluctant interview. He's not wild about doing it, but once he gets going, and, of course, he respects you tremendously, he's as good as anybody. I really enjoy hearing him talk about anything. I had a great interview with him in spring training. It was really gratifying, but I was looking back on that no-hitter. I mean, first of all, it's against the Red Sox, which if you're a Yankee fan on the 4th of July, I mean, it can't get any better than that. And the 2-5 hitters he faced were Wade Boggs, Jim Rice, Tony Armas, and Dwight Evans. I mean, you know, it's a classic. He beat John Tudor, and he struck out Boggs to end it. And I was looking at that Yankee lineup. You know, they were kind of moving out of the glory years, but you know they still had Mattingly and Winfield. Lou Piniella was in there. Baylor, and who was the leadoff guy for the Yanks that day? I don't know if anybody could get this.
Elliot Maddox. No.
Campy Campaneris.
Oh, Campy. Okay. Yeah, he ended up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Well,
Jeff, yeah, go ahead.
No, please finish. It's a pleasure.
I was just going to say, yeah, and you mentioned, you know, Jeff Newman leads off the ninth, another former A's, not nearly as distinguished. And I'm sure Righetti was pretty frosted, you know, walking him to lead it off, thinking, oh, my God, what have I done here? But, of course, he finished it in beautiful fashion, and he threw so hard back then. He was such a great competitor, a great Yankee, San Jose kid, just a classic story.
Boy, Bruce Jenkins with us on this July 4th. July 4th has always been the date, and it sort of works out now because you got half the season done to kind of figure out who you got and what's doing. But, you know, I look at the league leaders on July 4th, and, you know, the Yankees over the Orioles by one, Kansas City over Minnesota, Houston over the Angels, how about that, Washington over the Mets, St. Louis over Pittsburgh, Dodgers over the Giants. In the National League, how many of those you think will hang in there and be the division winners?
I think that's looking pretty much like the way it ends. And, you know, obviously you hope for as much drama as you can possibly get, but I thought all season it's going to boil down to the Dodgers and the Giants in the West. Three games. Fortunately, the Kershaw lost again. Pitched another great game, and yet lost again. He's 0-3. And his ERA is, you know, below 3 in those starts. He's really frustrated. But, you know, the Cardinals, they just looks like nothing can derail them. And which I would love to see that tighten up with the Pirates and the Cubs. That would be great because both of those teams are really, really appealing. And, you know, Washington, they don't have everybody going, but they look like the class of there. And then, you know, the Mets, there's big clamoring in New York for, you know, do something. Let's get some reinforcements in here. They're all over Sandy Alderson. But then, you know, Syndergaard pitches a great game against the Dodgers, and things feel a little bit better. But to have any kind of races in any of them is what I'm looking for. I hope nobody runs away with anything.
No, it's going to tighten up. Washington, I think, you know, they went through, 46, 48 scoreless innings in a row from the rotation. And we'll see Strasburg today. That'll tell me something about that. St. Louis has lost 4 in a row. Pittsburgh and the Cubs, you know, kind of hanging in there. But the question is, can the Cardinals come back to the pack? And, you know, I'm not so sure they'll win by 10, but you got to beat them, and that's not going to be easy. And then the Dodger-Giant thing, look, the Dodgers don't hit a lot. And Kershaw is just, it's one of those years, you know, he just can't get over the hump. I'm not sure he'll be an all-star. So if the Giants can, excuse me, get the injured people back and get the rotation going, they can make a race of it. But you got to get your team back on the field. What they're putting out there now is why they're in back and forth. It's just not consistent enough.
Well, yeah, it's totally makeshift. I mean, you know, having Pence and Aoki back is going to be just a godsend. I mean, Aoki was definitely all-star caliber. You know, everybody knew he could hit, but I think he's surprised everybody at how well he's hit. And, you know, he's helping the other guys. He's helping Blanco. he's just been tremendous. And Pence, you know, he's as good as it gets for so many reasons. So that'll be like making a deal for two guys and you don't give up anything. And they just hope that they get good health for the rest of the season and get a little depth in the outfield. I mean, that's going to make a huge difference.
Ryan Lawless plays today, 28 years old, 37th round pick out of Union. No, not 37th pick. 37th round pick, so figure 30 picks around, or then you know, the sandwich picks, and you know, for 38 rounds times 30, I don't know whether it's that's 1,050 or something. And here he is today, 28, and he gets a shot. I think of Billy Burns with the A's. You know, this guy looks like a grinder, hits to all fields. He's, you know, a guy hitting 350 in the minor leagues. The beauty of baseball on July 4th. This kid gets to have his game, and let's see if he'll go 3 for 5.
What a great thing that would be. I mean, I don't know anything about him. I haven't seen him play. I haven't seen a clip. It's great that he's starting. It's so typical the way the Giants are going right now. They're throwing guys out there you never heard of, and you know, why not? Maybe he can earn a spot on the team. You know, the bench is very vulnerable. Anybody shows up and looks like they can play, they got a shot to be on that bench. So. We'll see how that works out.
All right, one last thing. Angel Pagan last night, classic mistake. He lost sight of the ball, gets up, runs off the field. You know, he's a veteran, and sometimes with him, he does things on the ball field, you just say, why?
Yeah, that's true. He'll take an odd route, or he won't get to a ball. That play in particular really hurt him. I mean, you know, you slide in the second. It's just, first of all, you kind of come to a stop anyway. So why not, you know, check out the landscape? he never really looked back and ran off the field. Yeah. It was very embarrassing.
And it cost him.
It did. I mean, you know, the guy's not a slouch. I mean, he'll do things that just, you know, that gets you out of your seat. And if it's a standing ovation, he hustles and he'll run the walls and everything else. He wants it so bad. But, you know, you think way back to when he was with the Mets and he came to the Giants, he had a reputation of not being in full command of the game and that he would drift in and out occasionally. We haven't seen that much of it with the Giants, fortunately. And he has evolved greatly. But every now and then, that'll creep back into his game.
Yeah, he had that last night. His one job is get to second and see if the guy caught the ball. That's
simple.
It. You got one job. That's it. And if he caught the ball, you can run off. Other than that, stay
exactly.
There. Really. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Bruce, thank you so much for getting up early today. I know I've gotten a number of tweets of people listening, a couple in the hospital listening to you this morning, and they were glad that you're on. So I appreciate you being on.
Oh, that's great. I can't remember an 8 o'clock West Coast start at any time. That's pretty darn early. I guess it's raining, so hopefully they'll get it in on time.
Boy, don't even say that. But,
but, of course it's raining. It's Miami.
Right. Well, Washington. But
I mean Washington, yeah.
But
it's a little early.
Patriots Day. I think I did a pregame when I did A's pregame. I think I did a Patriots Day one. That game, I think, out here started like at 8 or 7 in the morning. I forget what. But,
those darn Patriots, what are you going to do with them?
I know that. That's Babe Vito Babe Parilia was the one that started that.
Give me a traitor anytime.
How about Babe Parilia? I gave you a Solly Hemus. How about Babe Parilia?
Oh, how about the Babe Herman?
Very good. We're rolling. All right. Thanks, Bruce. Enjoy
right,
the day.
Marty.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
All right. More coming up. KBR 680, the sports leader.